Well, let's check sports around the area. First, last night in high school wrestling, Atlantic picked up a couple of victories as part of a Hawkeye 10 Conference double duel. Atlantic defeating Denison 64-13, and Atlantic Cam also a winner over Harlan 39-35. Harlan beat Denison 61-6 in the other part of that double duel. Atlantic improves to 14-4 on the season in duels with those victories. Also along the way last night, Zach Stork picked up his 100th career victory. Also in wrestling around the region last night, it was Shenandoah topping Griswold 51-24. Shenandoah beat East Mills 42-24. Shenandoah over Exira EHK 51-6. East Mills beat Exira EHK 36-12. East Mills over Griswold 38-12. And it was Griswold over Exira EHK 36-18. Missouri Valley, a winner over Riverside, 51-22. Missouri Valley beat Maple Valley, 60-12. Missouri Valley over West Harrison, 78-6. Riverside beat Maple Valley, 54-15. Riverside beat West Harrison, 78-6. It was Maple Valley over West Harrison, 60-12. Also in a four-team meet last night, Glenwood beat Clarinda 62-7. Glenwood over Bedford Lennox 72-12. It was Glenwood over Underwood 66-18. Clarinda beat Underwood 49-27. Clarinda over Bedford Lennox 54-26. And Underwood over Bedford Lennox 40-37 in wrestling. In high school basketball last night, first in girls' hoops in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood defeating Clarinda 60-30, St. Albert over Red Oak 83-64, Harlan beat Denison 65-43, Newell Fonda over Kemper Catholic 52-45. In Western Iowa Conference girls' basketball last night, in a doubleheader that was heard here on KJAN, the first game, the girls' game, saw Sydney Obermeyer toss in 12 points to help lead Audubon to a 45-21 victory over AHSTW in girls' hoops last night. Also, IKM Manning beat Griswold 50-29. Trainer over Missouri Valley 74-38. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 66-52. In girls' Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Adair Casey over Woodbine 76-15. Cam over Charter Oak Ute 41-15. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 72-29. Boyer Valley over West Harrison 75-43. Glidden Ralston beat Peyton Sherdan 58-44. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 66-15. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 44-39. South Page over Clarinda Academy 61-22. Stanton beating East Mills 52-40. Essex over Tarkio 45-23. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Bedford beat Mount Air 73-64. Lennox over East Union 51-43. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 60-21. In boys high school basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood big over Clarinda 107-46. St. Albert beat Red Oak 51-41. Harlan over Denison 74-43. Kemper Catholic topped Newell Fonda 77-39. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader, Mitchell Nelson dropped in 20 points to lead Audubon to a 69-63 win over AHSTW. The Vikings led by R.J. Harris with 25 points. Kyle Wagner had 20 to lead IKM Manning to a 73-55 win over Griswold. It was Tri-Center over Riverside, 73-33. Trainer beat Missouri Valley, 70-40. Logan Magnolia edging Underwood, 63-62. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, boys play, it was Cam over Charter Oak Ute, 52-48. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard, 37-29. Boyer Valley over West Harrison, 64-58. Peyton Sherdan over Glidden Ralston, 59-58. Ridgeview beat Arweva, 57-34. In the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna over Sydney, 48-46. Stanton beat East Mills, 67-36. Essex over Tarkio, 56-36. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat Mount Air 73-54, Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 81-42, and Lennox beat East Union 53-41. In college men's basketball last night, Mikhail McIntosh scored 25 points with 4 3-pointers and 3 steals. Deontay Hawkins added 17 points with 5 threes as Illinois State beat Drake 76-64 to win its third straight. Justin McLeod scored 12 points. Devon Akun Purcell added 10 points. And Tony Wills had a career-high 7 assists for the Redbirds. Drake was up 15-13. Early, but the Redbirds hit 3 straight 3-pointers and then a dunk as they surged to a 40-35 halftime lead. Reed Timmer scored 19 points, and Graham Woodward added a dozen for the Bulldogs, who have lost 9 straight. They're now 5-16 overall, 0-9 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Darius Thompson hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer to give number 11 Virginia a 72-71 victory over Wake Forest. Also in the top 25, Buddy Hield scored 30 points, helping number one Oklahoma rout Texas Tech 91-67. Jalen Reynolds had 15 points and 11 rebounds as number seven Xavier held off a late rally to beat number 10 Providence 75-68. Also last night, ninth-rated West Virginia, 70-55 winner over Kansas State, and Nigel Hayes scored 31 points, Ethan Happ had 25, and Wisconsin snapped number 19 Indiana's 12-game winning streak with an 82-79 victory in overtime. Well, a season that began with victories over top-ranked North Carolina and Iowa State has unraveled for the Northern Iowa Panthers during the first half of the Missouri Valley Conference race. UNI is just 2-6 in the Valley, and they've dropped four straight heading into tonight's game on the road at Bradley.
I'm glad to see our guys play better in the last two. Obviously the guys are searching and working hard to get over the hump so we can get one in the right column, but we have played better in the last two against Wichita and then on the road against Illinois State.
That's Panther coach Ben Jacobson. Bradley may be on the schedule at the right time. The Braves are just 3-18 overall and were hammered in Cedar Falls 80-44 in the Valley opener back on December 30th.
Yeah, you can see a different group, a different team. They're doing things fundamentally better defensively and they know better now what they're looking for at the offensive end. So they're a better team. They're playing better basketball and Brian's really done a good job with it.
UNI is 10-11 overall on the season. Tip-off in Peoria is set for 8 o'clock. Well, the NFL says it's conducting a comprehensive review of allegations that Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning had human growth hormone delivered to his house. The probe isn't expected to be completed before Denver faces Carolina in the Super Bowl on February 7th. League spokesman Brian McCarthy says the inquiry, which began weeks ago, involves reviews of records, interviews, and coordination with other agencies. Al Jazeera reported last month that an intern at an Indianapolis anti-aging clinic was secretly recorded, suggesting that Manning's wife received deliveries of HGH. Manning was with the Colts at the time and rehabbing from shoulder surgeries. Manning called the report complete garbage, and the intern has since recanted that story. The University of Texas says former NFL and Longhorns quarterback Vince Young will keep his job after his drunken driving arrest late Sunday. The 32-year-old Young, who led Texas to the national championship in the 2005 season and played six seasons in the NFL, was hired by Texas in 2014 to promote diversity and community engagement. He earns about $100,000 a year in that post. Yoenis Cespedes and the New York Mets have completed their $75 million three-year contract, which gives the slugging outfielder a chance to opt out after just one season. Cespedes helped to power New York to the National League pennant last year after he was acquired from Detroit minutes before the July 31st trade deadline. He had 17 home runs and 44 RBIs in 57 games with the Mets. Right-hander Bronson Arroyo will go to spring training with the Washington Nationals after missing all of last season because of Tommy John reconstructive elbow surgery. Arroyo, who turns 39 next month, and the Nationals agreed to a minor league contract Tuesday with an invitation to major league spring training. Angelique Kerber won five consecutive games in the second set and saved five set points to beat two-time champion Victoria Azarenka in the Australian Open quarterfinals. Johanna Konta also advanced to reach the semifinals. And tennis's governing bodies have announced that they'll commission an independent review of their anti-corruption unit to restore public confidence in the sport, following media reports that possible evidence of match-fixing was not properly investigated. The creation of the review, previously reported by the Associated Press, was announced at the Australian Open on Wednesday. Last week, the BBC and BuzzFeed News published reports saying the tennis authorities failed to thoroughly investigate evidence of match-fixing involving a core group of 16 players who have ranked in the top 50 over the past decade. No players were named. ATP Chairman Chris Kermode said the reports contain very, very serious allegations that have caused damage to the sport, which is why we've acted so quickly and made decisions. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.